Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Before getting into today's teaching, there are seven things that we should purpose to do in our hearts today and the days that follow. We mentioned these yesterday, but we're going to do it again today. First, believe in and expect continual supernatural moves of God in your daily life.
Second, do what we say and we're going to do when we say we're going to do it.
Third, be a person of integrity even when no one else is around.
Fourth, be a person of character, not being a character.
Fifth, live an Ephesians 6:8 lifestyle.
Sixth, treat people the way we want to be treated.
Seventh, position ourselves for His favor to flow through us to others.
Amen.
Now that last point leads us to today's teaching, and we're going to finish up today. Seven keys to walking in supernatural favor. First, a brief review. Number one, praising God will give you favor. If you want to know how to move in God's supernatural favor, you'll find an amazing answer in Acts 2:47, which says, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily, such as should be saved. When we begin to praise God, we change the spiritual atmosphere. Wherever we are, or whatever we're doing, whatever we're going through, we change it. When words of praise start flowing from our lips, circumstances change. Adversaries flee. Thoughts are purified and energized by the Holy Spirit, which leaves a spiritual confidence with every person that you meet.
Number two. When you accept a difficult assignment, you move into His favor. If God knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb, and He did, don't you think that He knows every situation and circumstance that you're going to face on your journey on this earth? You may be facing unseemingly impossible, unbelievable circumstances or problems, at least in our own minds. But if we respond, despite the severity of the adversity, as simply as, be it according to your word, praise God, He gives us great words, then we can move all the time in supernatural favor.
So true. Number three, when we increase in wisdom, we increase in favor with God. Luke 2:52. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for wisdom is G4678, and in part it means wisdom, broad and full of intelligence, the wisdom which belongs to men, the varied knowledge of things human and divine, acquired by acuteness and experience, and summed up in maxims and proverbs. The skill in the management of affairs. Finally, the knowledge and practice of the requisites for godly and upright living. So how do you and I get wisdom? James 1:5. If any of you like wisdom, let him ask God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him.
Number four, His irresistible charm will flow through you to other people. Even in the midst of difficult circumstances, the supernatural favor of God will flow through you. No matter what circumstances you're facing, like say Joseph, God can move you from a prison to a palace as His irresistible charm flows through you to change hearts and attitudes toward you. Acts 7:10 in the Classic Amplified says, and delivered him from all his distressing afflictions, and won him goodwill and favor and wisdom and understanding in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, who made him governor over Egypt and all his house. So our prayer for you today, and really every day, is that the irresistible charm of Jesus flow through you, giving you favor with every person you meet. Many of these people may not even know why they're wanting to give you favor, but we know. Hallelujah.
Absolutely. Now let's pick up where we left off on yesterday's call. Number five, never leave home without it. Years ago, American Express had an ad campaign which said, never leave home without it, talking about their credit card. Until a few years ago, I used to say that we were so broke that American Express wrote me a letter and said, please, leave home without our credit card. Well, not really, but just a little humor. 1 Corinthians 16:23, Classic Amplified Bible. The grace, favor, and spiritual blessing of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. From the time we awaken in the morning till we pillow our heads at night, our Heavenly Father wants us talking, walking, living, and acting in His favor. Wherever we go and in whatever we're doing, as long as we bring glory and honor to Him. Oftentimes, we don't walk in favor because we don't ask for it or expect it. Do you expect to find a parking space close to the entrance of the mall? When you do, that's the favor of God. For a number of years, my fine wife, that's you, baby, taught a wonderful group of high school and college girls. She taught them to always pray for favor in everything, even parking spots at the university where they attended. One of the students returned to campus one Sunday night, as usual, looked for a parking place close to the dorm, but there was not one to be found. The student was disappointed at having to park on the other side of the campus until the next morning, when the light of day revealed that the severe thunderstorm that came through the night before had blown rocks off the top of the dorm, damaging all the cars that had been parked close.
Hallelujah for God.
Yep. There will be moments when we pray for favor in specific situations, thinking that things should go one way when in fact something else is better. But whatever the scenario, we got to realize that Father Knows Best is more than just an old TV show. Psalm 139:5, Message Bible. You know when I leave and I get back, I'm never out of your sight. You know everything I'm going to say before I start the first sentence. I look behind me and you're there. Then up ahead, you're there too. Your reassuring presence coming and going. It's too much, too wonderful. I can't take it all in.
Number six, even sinners recognize the favor of God on you, and they will. Have you ever had anybody say to you, I don't know what it is, but things always seem to go your way? Well, what you expect can often come your way.
That's it.
It's important for each of us to realize that even when the enemy tries to trip us up or trap us in, he loses, and we always win.
Glory.
When we're using the Word of God. Take comfort in Proverbs 12:13 in the Classic Amplified Bible. It says, the wicked is dangerously snared by the transgression of his lips, but the uncompromisingly righteous shall come out of trouble. Not only do we come out of trouble, but many times the favor of God will keep us from getting into trouble or falling into the traps of the enemy when we're paying attention to the Lord our God. Psalm 91:3, you got to love it. 91:3 in the Contemporary English Version says, the Lord will keep you safe from secret traps and deadly diseases. Jacob had his wages changed 10 times by his conniving and greedy father-in-law, Laban. But despite the best efforts of a sinful man, Jacob continued to prosper because Jacob kept his trust in God. The favor of God on Jacob became clearly evident to Laban. Genesis 30:27, Genesis 30, verse 27 says, "And Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thine eyes, tarry, for I have learned by experience that the Lord hath blessed me for thy sake." Think about that. He changed his wages 10 times. That's called staying faithful, even when it looks like it's not going to work. Sinners can't overlook, deny, or rationalize away the supernatural favor of God on somebody's life. Genesis 21:22, New Living Translation says this, Genesis 21:22, "About this time, Abimelech came with Philco, his army captain, commander, to visit Abraham. God is obviously with you, helping you in everything you do," Abimelech said. That's a witness. Now, there is a witness for God's favor on Abraham's life, and it can be clearly evident in you also.
And to everybody around you.
That's right.
Number 7, double favor can be yours. Wow. 2 Corinthians 1:15, Classic Amplified. "It's with assurance of this that I wanted and planned to visit you first of all, so that you might have double favor and token of grace, goodwill." Now, the New Living Translation of that scripture, 2 Corinthians 1:5, says it this way, "So, since I was so sure of your understanding and trust, I wanted to give you a double blessing by visiting you twice." Talk about favor.
Mm.
Two visits by Paul would be an incredible experience. The opportunity of being in his presence, experiencing the power flowing through him, and the revelation pouring out of him. Hallelujah. That's exciting.
It is.
What would put a person in such a unique position? Well, simply obeying what the Word says, whether it's convenient or not. Doing what God says. Doing what God says that we should be doing and how we should be doing it. Which now leads us back full circle to the original seven keys, which we know, well, we now want to underscore the importance of this teaching, how he wants us to operate in the earthly realm. And one last thought. When you're going through adversity and hard times, and you wonder where God is, remember, the teacher is always quiet during the test.
Mm.
I love that.
Yeah.
Say it again. When you're going through adversity and hard times, and you wonder where God is, remember, the teacher is always quiet during a test. But the good news is, the teacher is always there. Hallelujah. Now say this again and again and again. The favor of God is on me. The favor of God is on me. Hallelujah.
We have, Harold talked about it, has mentioned it, and now we have settled in on the new upcoming teaching.
Bible study, book study.
Book study. It's going to start Tuesday, October 6th at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. And you wanted me to do the drum roll? It's on. Debt determines your environment. Whoops, I jumped right in and stole your
thunder. That's an incredible book.
It's a great book.
It deals with debt from a spiritual dimension and very practical, how to get out of debt.
There you go.
Hallelujah. You can buy the book on the website, $16.99, or if you just make a donation for $10. And
you are so sweet.
I know. $10, we'll send it to you. Just put that you want. That determines your environment.
There you go.
And by the way, if you want to stick in an extra 10, that way we can bless somebody else.
And also, let me say this to our good friend Laurel. Her brother is having some health issues, so please keep him in prayer.
Bruce.
Yes.
Keep Bruce in prayer.
All right. Till tomorrow morning at 8:30, honey.
God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.